World Sport from the BBC with me, Colin Maitland. Coming up, the rain relents in New York and the US Open tennis is back in action. At Athletics, first Diamond League meeting since the World Championships, Johan Blake shows everyone that his 100 meters win in Daegu was no fluke.
Yes, I'm just saying both last time to keep my head and come out here and show them that what happened in Daegu, even though it's fast start, Blake, you is the real deal, and that's what I did today.
And quarterfinal places are at stake in the European Basketball Championship. First, though, to New York and the U.S. Open Tennis, which has now officially been extended to Monday, despite the return of Sunday weather. A sunny weather. The list of today's winners so far includes Rafa Nadal, Andy Murray, Andy Roddick, and Serena Williams. The latest news comes from Jonathan Overend at Flushing Meadows.
And you can add to that list Novak Djokovic, the world number one, who in the last few moments has booked his place in the men's semi-finals, winning his quarterfinal against good friend and Serbian compatriot Janko Tipsarevic. Tipsarevic forced to retire, 3-love down in the fourth set, already trailing by 2-1. He'd received extensive treatment in the third set for a left leg problem. He'd had it heavily taped and really was struggling to win a game at that stage. The match included some thrilling exchanges between the two, especially in the first two sets, which were shared. Both won on tie breaks, but unfortunately Tipsarevic's retirement means that number of retirements from this US Open is up to 20 now, far too much. But he's into the semi-finals, where he'll play either Roger Federer or Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who play next.
And next, it's athletics. And in Zurich, 18 gold medalists from the World Championships in Daegu were in action at the penultimate Diamond League meeting. One of the stars of the night was Jamaica's newly crowned world 100-meter champion, Johan Blake, who raced to victory in 9.82 seconds. The full story comes from our reporter in Zurich, Ed Harry.
Blake clocked the fastest time of his life, 9.82 seconds. Asafa Powell had started the better, but was racing for second place from halfway. Among the other Daegu gold medalists celebrating victory were Karani James, with a personal best in the 400 metres. The margin of victory over LeSean Merritt was more comfortable than it had been at the Worlds, and this time there was a Grenadian flag for the 19-year-old celebrations. Sally Pearson led the 100 and flag for the 19-year-old celebrations. Sally Pearson led the 100 hurdles from the gun, and Vivian Cheruiyot comfortably held of Sally Kipyego in their 5,000 metres. Maria Savinova took the 800 metres, as she'd done in South Korea, with Caster Semenya only fifth. And having crossed the line first and then been disqualified from the sprint hurdles final at the Worlds, Deron Robles ran his best time of the year to beat the man awarded gold in Daegu, Jason Richardson.
Now football, the Liverpool manager Kenny Dalglish has made a robust defence of his striker Andy Carroll after the player was criticised over his drinking habits by the England manager Fabio Capello. The Italian claimed that Carroll needed to cut down on his alcohol intake if he was to reach his true potential, but Dalglish insists he has no problems with the player.
I think Andy's very appreciative of advice from anybody that's got a good standing in football, and I think he appreciates Fabio Capello's advice, because he's got great respect for Fabio Capello, and I think Fabio Capello's great respect for Andy Carroll. So for us, as we've said often enough, but falls in deaf ears, Andy wasn't properly fit last year because of a knee injury, and we've been very pleased with his level of fitness this year because he's lost that knee injury, and I think his fitness would stand up against anybody's. I mean, you just have to look at the game the other night there. He was running as quickly at the end of the game as he was when he started it.
The Wigan manager, Roberto Martinez, has described Sergio Aguero as one of the best players to arrive in the Premier League in recent years. And he could face the Argentine striker this weekend when his team plays Manchester City at Eastlands. Martinez clearly rates the player very highly.
I think the Premier League is a better league with Sergio Aguero in it, and we only seen little flashes. I just feel that he'll start adapting into this league, and we'll see the best of him probably in January and February, and not on Saturday. But the reality is that he's got great awareness tactically. He's very clever. He can play in different positions. He can get in great 1v1 situations. He's got a deceiving pace, really powerful with his lower body, and he's a clinical finisher. So it's a great acquisition to Manchester City, and I'm sure that they'll be delighted with it. But as a whole, for the Premier League, is one of them players that you are really excited to be part of.
Juventus opened their new stadium with a 1-1 draw in a friendly on Thursday against Notts County, the English club that provided them with their white and black jerseys more than 100 years ago. The 40,000-seat facility was built on the site of the former Stadio delle Alpi on the outskirts of Turin at a cost of $168 million. Montenegro have sacked their coach, Croatian Zlatko Kranjčar, and named former international midfielder Branko Brnovic as his replacement after last week's Euro 2012 qualifying defeat by Wales. Lionel Alvarez has been named Colombia's new national team coach. He replaces Hernan Dario Gomez, who resigned last month after admitting reports he struck a woman in a Bogota bar. Colombia opened qualifying for the 2014 World Cup on October the 11th against Bolivia. To basketball, and the second phase of the European Championship continues in Lithuania, where there are two groups of six teams, the top four going through to the next round. There were wins on Thursday for Greece over Slovenia, 69-60, Macedonia outscored Georgia, 65-63, and the Russians remained unbeaten after a 79-60 win over Finland. The Russian game was preceded by a minute's silence for the plane crash that decimated the Lokomotiv ice hockey team, as we hear from our reporter in Lithuania, Chris Mitchell.
Russia's NBA star Andrei Kirilenko paid tribute to those who had lost their lives in the air crash after scoring a game-high 14 points. He was honest. He said it hadn't affected their performance, but he did say it was a huge tragedy and that they would pray for them. David Blatt, their coach, said that they had two important things to do. One was to qualify for the quarterfinals, which they did, and also to honour the Lokomotiv hockey team, which they also did. Earlier, Macedonia held on to beat Georgia 65-63, and in the day's late game, Greece beat Slovenia thanks to two long-range threes at the end from Nikos Zizi. 69-60, it ended there. And in an important development off the court, Stavros Elianidis has had his accreditation withdrawn and been fined by FIBA, the sports world governing body, approximately $20,000. FIBA say he's behaved in an unsportsmanlike way. They found that he had contacted three referees by means of telephone, mobile and or SMS text messages, and that those three officials were to have officiated in games in which Greece was involved.
And the Russian ice hockey team, which was virtually wiped out in the plane crash, will complete its season using players borrowed from other league clubs. The death toll in the crash was 43, including all but one of the Lokomotiv Yaroslavl players and the entire coaching staff. The league commissioner said 18 teams had immediately offered to supply up to three players each, and a new Lokomotiv squad would be formed as soon as possible. Australia's cricketers remain on course for a series win as they close their first innings on 60 without loss in reply to Sri Lanka's first innings total of 174 all out on day one of the second test in Palakkali. Watching for the BBC, Jim Maxwell.
Superb new ball bowling from Trent Copeland and Ryan Harris wrecked Sri Lanka's hopes of a competitive score. While the pitch was fresh, three wickets fell quickly and five before lunch. Clark's inspired toss of the ball to Hussey conjured the prize wicket of Sangakkara for 48, and Matthews, who swatted three sixes in his 58, prevented a hopeless embarrassment. Harris bagged three wickets in Sri Lanka's poor 174. And when bad light stopped play with five overs remaining, Watson, 36, and Hughes, 23, had shown how good the pitch is for batting. Australia, none for 60.
Meanwhile, in the opening one-day international in Bulawayo, Pakistan have beaten Zimbabwe by 5 runs. Batting first, the tourist made 247 for 7. In reply, Zimbabwe made 242 for 7 from their 50 overs. A reminder that Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic, Andy Murray and Andy Roddick have booked quarterfinal places at the US Open Tennis. They have also been wins for Serena Williams and Caroline Wozniacki and the unseeded German Angelique Kerber. And that's the latest world sports from the BBC in London. Don't forget to stay with us for updates throughout the